we first fell. Hey guys, this is Maria Cifuentes with the latest in Music Mondays. Now today we're going to be talking about Kate Nash's new album, Girl Talk. And the album was released during spring break, so you might have guessed how I have felt. I was really happy whenever this came out because it didn't contain anything old. It was not Kate Nash at all. Instead, it was a new her, and it was good for the new year. She usually goes for a sound that's like Katy Perry or Kesha or even Ingrid Michaelson or Sarah Bareilles, a pop song. But this time she went from that sweet little candy cloud to a hardcore punk song, which is so cool, and I liked it a lot, and it was just awesome. It reminded me of a British band, Billy Boy on Poison, so it brought back some memories, I guess you could say. But one of the things I do want to talk about is Part Heart. This song is a very good song, mainly because it has lyrics that are, I would have to say, heartbreaking? Not really. It's songs that remind me of a Pink song. And why is because it tells it like it is. It tells the truth, and in the song it talks about how a person is trying to get over someone, but they can't get over it no matter how hard they try. And that's real life right there. And Kate Nash is like the British version of Pink. She does not sugarcoat anything, and that's why I like it too. It brings out that realistic view that she has on romance and on the world. And the other thing I would like to talk about with this song is the tone. First, it starts out with a slow tone where you're like, oh, it's a lovey-dovey song. But then you're like, whoa. With that screeching of the guitar, whoa, oh my gosh, this is completely different. And I like it a lot. So I guess you could say that this song is different. And it is. But I like it mainly because it shows a slice of what she's got. So here is Part Heart. Enjoy it. Gosh, I really love that voice. Oh my gosh, just her being angry is just so... Anywho. Okay, so the next song we're going to be talking about is called Oh My God. Yes, it's called Oh My God. And it is Oh My God because it sounds very old Kate Nash. Mainly, you would have thought that through this whole entire album, it would be nothing but the new Kate Nash. Like most artists these days, they bring nothing but the new, but then she spiced it up by bringing an original sound, and I really liked it. So Oh My God is like a song that was made for crushes, just a crush type of puppy love where the girl is just like, oh, he's so cute, I like him, can I get your number, call me maybe. Yeah, I had to put that in there. So, yeah, this song is really cool. I mainly like it because the guitar reminds me of a beach song. And not only that, the lyrics have talking about the ocean and everything like that. So, that's the other reason why I like it. And the other reason why is because, oh my goodness, Kate Nash's voice is just adorable in this song. I just like it a lot. And it makes a girl not feel sad or anything like the first song I showed you. This song, Oh My God, is the song that you can dance to. It's something that every girl would want to have fun with. Girls just want to have fun. Yeah, girls just want to have fun. Yep. I had to put that in there too. But yeah, I really think that this album did really good with mixing what she already knows how to do and a lot of the new stuff that we're all trying to get into with her. And so here is this song called Oh My God. That song was really, really cute. I loved it a lot. And I also love the album in a whole. Now, you can buy the album at the nearest Target, wherever you want to go buy it. But also, it's on Spotify, people, if you are like me and like things for free. Yeah. So, this is going to be the end of our podcast. And I just wanted to say that Nash did all that she could do. I mean, not could, she outdid it completely. I loved how she combined it, her old sound, her new sound, and I just love how it just mixed together perfectly. And it did go with the title of the album, Girl Talk, all about rejection, all about crushes. It's all girl talk right there, all that drama. So, once again, this is the end of our podcast, and this is Maria Cifuentes, so catch you later. Every day.